Enemies come in many shapes and sizes. Real threats and mythological creatures just underneath our eyelids. I've never seen a monster, but many have flown inside this weak mind of mine with no pilots. So many have begun to wonder why it is. When emotions consume my responses, always full of surprises. 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 I have fear of threats, I have anger for offense, and I'm told to live with no regrets. But nature, art, beauty, women are supposed to take my breath? I'm one breath away from death. Why would I let such a power consume my chest, lest I believe in lies? Can an idea destroy our lives? I have fallen prey for too long to my own longings. Too many times I've given up myself to feel myself belonging. But when I reflect to whom, I never really know. Who will win this heart of mine? Who will be the lover of my soul? Is love a bridge to freedom or a pathway to control? Who is worthy to pass? Who has enough value to pay my toll? Beasts, villains, monsters, killers, and trolls. I'll never meet any of those. And if I do, only God can destroy my soul. But let's be honest, he has an equal in principle. Because who I let cross that bridge and consume my thoughts and how I live will take me under because of where the heart is where I've surrendered my value and given all that I can give. Enemies are much more manageable foes than feelings, but we never wage war against our hearts. I'm so willing to not face accounts for my own dealings until it's too late and they're killing me. Why is it that it seems... that seems to be the theme song of my life, God. Let do, re, mi end, so you can start. If that's possible, here's another one to save. And here is a war. Here's my heart.
Robert Dreyer.com.